First things first. We're going to be looking at things over the next few weeks that are priority, or should be priorities for us as Christians. And I think once we read this this scripture, you'll recognize it immediately. Psalm 118, verse 24. We just sang it a moment ago. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You see, the Lord has provided for us. He's present every day. He's precious. He's continually passing on to us wisdom every single day. And every day is providential. He set all of these days together for a purpose. And so as we look at this tonight, I want us to realize and understand the incredible importance of one day. Just one day that's so important. In fact, I read this illustration the other day, and it just reminded me of the importance. It says, imagine this. Your banker calls you late Friday afternoon and says he has some good news. Wouldn't that be great? An anonymous donor who loves you has decided to deposit 86,400 pennies into your account every morning starting the following Monday morning. That's $864 a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Pretty good deal. Then suppose the banker says there's only one stipulation. You have to spend all the money that same day. You can't carry it over any balance, and at midnight the bank will cancel whatever monies that you failed to use. The good news is that $6,000 a week, it's almost $315,000 a year, and almost $1 million every 3 years. But remember, whatever you don't spend, you lose. Every morning there's a God who controls this universe, who deposits into the bank of our lives 86,400 seconds of time every day. That's 1,444 minutes, 24 hours. The same stipulation applies. God deposits that same amount into everyone's account, and nothing is carried over to the next day. Your life is just like that money. You can spend it any way you want to, but you can only spend it once, and you only get to spend it on a daily basis. That is why, when you really get down to it, life is just about time. It's never been more important, more valuable, and so measured as it is today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. So I want us to just meditate for a moment on that passage. The Lord has given us this day. He made it. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I ask that you'll help us to do that. Lord, help us to see some things tonight and maybe to plant some ideas into our heart of how important every single day is. Lord, I can't even think of how many days I've lived. But Lord, every single one of those days you made. And you'll continue to make days as long as I live and as long as other people live. You'll continue to make these days. But there will be a day that comes when everything's going to change. And time will be no more. And there won't be any more days. It will just be eternity. But Lord, you are giving us days right now, and I'm so grateful for that. And so Lord, I pray that as we go through this tonight, I pray that you'll open up our eyes, open up our understanding, speak to our spirits, and I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have your outline in front of you, the first thing is that we are to be thankful that we have the day. You know, I think sometimes we just wake up and go like, oh man, I got so much to do today. I've already got my to-do list, and I don't even think I'm going to finish it. You know, there's no way. And we can enter the day going, oh. But that's not what the Scripture says to do. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. We're to be excited about the opportunity that God has given us. I mean, think of the other option. It's not to have the day at all. We are to be thankful that we have the day. Why? First of all, because the Lord has made the day. The Lord has made this day. It's the same word in Scripture, by the way, that is used in Genesis to describe creation. When God spoke all the things that there are into being, He created those days. He's creating every day since then. Every single day. The Lord has created this very day. Mark March the 2nd, 2022 is only going to happen one time. There'll never be another March the 2nd, 2022. When it's over tonight at midnight, it's done. It's gone. It's history. It's it. But the Lord made this day. And He made it because it's a gift to us. In other words, He's allowing us to be here. He's allowing us to enjoy this day. He's allowing us to use this day to share His good news with other people. He's allowing us to hear Him and His Word speak to us. He's allowing us to walk in His Spirit. He's allowing us to abide with Him. He's allowing us to do all of these things in this day. And you might sit there and think, well, yeah, but how am I supposed to do all that stuff when I've got all these other things I'm supposed to do? Guess who made out your list for you today? You did. Nobody came up to you and said, now you got to get all this stuff done today. No, you make that list. You might say, well, wait a minute. I work for this company and I have a boss and they tell me what I'm supposed to do. Well, did you take that job or did they make you come to work? You took the job. So if you took the job, you know what you're supposed to do. And we are supposed to do the things that we do with a joy in the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. The second thing is, we all had this day. Every single person that's alive today had March the 2nd, 2022. Everybody had it. Everybody had the same amount of minutes. Everybody had the same amount of seconds. Everybody will have the same amount. Unless the Lord takes you home today, everybody has this day. We all have the same amount of time. You know, some people say, man, how do you have so much time to get all this stuff done? And I think, we all have the same amount of time. We may choose to use it in different proportions and different ways, but we all have the same amount of time. How we use this time is our gift back to the Lord. You may wish you had more time during the day, but it's probably because we don't use our time wisely, if we're honest about it. How many times have you found yourself daydreaming or just kind of coasting through the day and not even thinking about what you're doing? Even if you're at work sometimes, it's just so automatic. You're just going through the motions and, you know, it's just a kind of a blur. And lots of times it's because of our procrastination. Terrible word, isn't it? Putting something off. You know, I was going to preach a message on procrastination this Sunday, but I'm going to put it off a few weeks. No, the fact is that if we do what we're supposed to do, if we do what God is leading us to do, then it's all going to work great. In fact, I love how Zig Ziglar, he used to write many books and speak at many business deals. He said this, if you will do what you ought to do when you ought to do it, then you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. If you'll give every day over to God and His glory and seek His will and His kingdom and do those things you know He wants you to do, you will accomplish far more than you ever dreamed possible and have a far better time doing it. I thought that's awesome. It's easy for us to put off stuff. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We've got to take this day as something purposeful in His kingdom's work for us, and we need to use it wisely and be thankful that He's given us this day. You know, really, I had a friend in the ministry many years ago that says, you know, I wake up every single morning and the first thing I say is, thank you, Lord, for this day. He says it changes my whole attitude because it reminds me that I didn't wake up because this is the day I created. I didn't wake up because this is the day that I'm going to be in charge. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm thankful for this day, March the 2nd, 2022. I can't do anything about yesterday. I don't know that I'll have tomorrow, but I have today. Secondly, we need to be careful how we spend our day. This is the day. This verse does not say That was the day the Lord did make. It's not talking about tomorrow. It doesn't say that will be the day the Lord will make. It's speaking about today. You see, the only day you can really enjoy is today. You can't enjoy yesterday. It's a memory. You can't enjoy tomorrow. It's just a possibility. You can only enjoy today. I think we take so many things for granted. I do. I just take them for granted. I take it for granted that every time I walk out to my vehicle and I put the key in the ignition and I turn it, it's going to start. But sometimes it might not. But I expect it to. And I expect when I place a phone call on my phone that it's going to ring on the other end. And I hope that the person I'm trying to get a hold of will answer. But you know what? Those are all expectations. I don't expect anything. We shouldn't expect anything except this. This is the day the Lord has made. It's not the day I didn't make it. You didn't make it. We didn't make it. We didn't get together and say, hey, let's have a few more days this week. We didn't do that. This is the day the Lord made. So I choose to rejoice and be glad in this very day. The Lord has made this day. Everything the Lord does, by the way, is for a purpose. You see, He made this very day for a purpose. Before He created anything, He already knew about March the 2nd, 2022. And by the way, He already knew that Russia would be doing what they're doing, and He already knows what's going to be happening 3 weeks from now. And if He chooses to wait to come back, you know, for 4 or 5 or 10 or I don't know how many more years, He knows all those days. He knows every day is numbered. He knows exactly what's going to happen. He's in charge. This is the day the Lord has made. Everything He does is for a purpose. Because He made this day means He also has a purpose for you and I to fulfill in this day. So, tomorrow morning, if you wake up, if you don't wake up, don't worry about it because you'll already be in a good place. But if you wake up tomorrow on March the 3rd, 2022, you might first of all say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Now, what is your purpose for me this day? Whatever it is you want me to do today, I'll do it. You might be hoping that He'd say, I'll just sleep in today. No. Whatever it is that you want me to do today, I'll do it, Lord. I want to be your vessel. I don't want to be in charge of anything. I just want to follow you. I want to do your will. So how can we know what His will is? Well, the Scripture is very clear about that. In fact, Jesus Himself spoke this to those who were listening to Him in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He said, just seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. Everything else is peripheral compared to knowing the Lord, to spending time in Him, to loving on Him, and allowing Him to love through us. That's His will, by the way, that we love others just as He has loved us. In other words, we ought to begin every day that we are given in prayer and praise and adoration to the Lord. We ought to be lifting Him up. We ought to be spending time with Him. We ought to be listening to what He has to say to us. I think many times we say, well, I pray every morning. I have my prayer time every morning. And that's great. But the problem is that the time that you talk to Him and tell Him everything you want? Or is that the time you sit and listen and allow Him to speak to you? See, prayer is a two-way thing, just like any other communication. It's two-way. And I think a lot of times we come in with our want list and say, Lord, this is what I need today. This is what I want today. This is what I need to do today. Lord, will You be with me when I do this? And when I do, I, and we have I problems. But instead, we ought to say, Lord, this is the day that You've made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. What is it You have for me today to do? I just want to be used by You. I want to be taken to the places that You want me to go. I just want to hear what it is that you need me to do. I'm here for you, Lord. The third thing that I see in this passage is that we are to rejoice. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. We are to be joyful in how we approach this day. So in the morning, if you wake up, don't wake up and go, man, I can't stand that alarm clock. If it goes off again, I'm going to break it in half. You know, no. When you wake up, say, Lord, this is the day that you've made. And you're letting me be a part of it. And you are giving me seconds and minutes and hours to lift you up and exalt you and be grateful for this day, to be joyful in this day, and not walk around like everything's, you know, turning sour. You see, the joyfulness and rejoicing in the Lord is not based on our circumstances. Happiness is based on circumstance. Joy is not. Think about Paul in prison. He counted it joy to be able to be in prison because of his love for Jesus. I mean, he could have, instead of mourning and complaining, he was telling people about Jesus. He was telling people about the Lord. You know, most of us would probably be in that place going, hey, get my lawyer on the phone. I don't deserve to be in here. Get me out of here. Whatever. And the fact is that God allows every single thing to happen in our lives every single day for a reason. Every single day. So, instead, we ought to say, Lord, here I am. What are you going to do through me today? What do you want from me today? How can I serve you today, Lord? Even in the midst of struggles and trials, I'm here, Lord. And Paul was a great example of that, as he was in chains, the Scripture says. He would be there witnessing the people around him, leading soldiers to the Lord. He was counting it all joy when he went through various trials, because he knew that the trying of his faith would produce perseverance, as James tells us. We can rejoice that we have a God who is in control. Somebody told me a long time ago, and I think it's somewhat humorous when you think about it, but it's so true. There's never going to be a time when God says, man, I didn't see that coming. He knows exactly what's going on. All the time, everywhere, with every person. Forever. So it's not based on our circumstances. Joyfulness is not based on that. It's based on our relationship with Him. That connection that we have with Him. Because He is Lord, He has a plan. He has a plan for you. He had a plan for you today. He has a plan for you tomorrow. If He allows you to live the next day on March the 4th, He has a plan for you. By the way, it's a great day, March 4th. It's a command to us, all right? But anyway, He has a plan for you. Every single day. We want to be in control of our time. So many times we say, well, I've got this, you know, and then at 10:30 I got to be there, and then I got to, you know, and we mark out our days by time. And we think, man, we, you know, I've got this appointment, I got to be there at so and so time. And we think about all these things, and they just stack up, and they overwhelm us sometimes. That we're kind of like that circuit board that gets overloaded. And then what happens? You start getting short circuits. No wonder people are walking around with twitches and can't, you know, can't get along, and they can't function. And, you know, we don't need to be in control of our time. In fact, walking in the Lord is learning how to give up your control to Him. It's me learning how to give up my control to Him. When we do that, we might find ourselves actually hearing Him speak to us about something He wants us to do rather than what we already have on our agenda. Time is not ours. It's His. He's the one who created it. He is Lord and we are not. If we would but approach every day as the day that the Lord has made, then we could rejoice and be glad in it every single day, all day long, as God leads us and guides us and speaks through us. I heard this illustration many years ago, and it was so profound to me. And I actually wrote it down in your outline tonight. Coach Paul Bear Bryant, he was the coach. He first started coaching at Texas A&M, but then went to Alabama. And when Alabama started becoming a powerhouse football team, it was because of Paul Bear Bryant. He was there for years and years and years. They called him Bear Bryant. After he passed away, his family was going through some of his stuff and went through his old wallet. And there was an old piece of paper in there, that a yellowed piece of paper that had been folded up over and over and over again. You could tell he read it multiple times, probably a day. And on it says this, he wrote this: "This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place that I've traded for it. I want it to be gain, not a loss. Good, not evil. Success, not failure. In order that I shall not regret the price that I paid for it." Isn't that amazing? What if every single Christian started living their lives as this one simple verse says: "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." If we would do that, I believe we would see God work in miraculous ways in our personal lives, in our family's lives, in our church's life, in our friends' lives, in our extended family life, in our relationships at work. I believe God would work in amazing ways because I know He can work. What is keeping Him from working us? We are His vessels. We are His ambassadors. God is calling us to rejoice and be glad in the very day that He's given us. When we have a heart of joy and love, and people see that, they are drawn to that. They're drawn to that. That's what God wants for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank You again for Your word. I thank You, Lord, for this very simple and yet profound verse. It just reminds us of the value of every day that You've given us. Lord, we don't have that many, honestly, when we sit and think about it. There's been a lot of days on this earth so far. You've made every single one of them. Lord, You made this very day. Maybe You're even telling us to use the rest of the time this day to think about what You might have for us to do tomorrow, and to be prepared to allow You to live through us and to speak through us, and most importantly, to love through us, so that, Father, people can hear, people can see, people can know, people can be touched for You. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.